Bank of Cleveland, this is Tina. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Roy. I got
Roy?
Your mail. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling from Cotton Blanks.
Okay,
or
wonderful.
Crush. Hello.
Okay. Yes, yes. And you have our...
Me?
Yes, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you have one of our mailers. You have the letter from us. Okay, great. Could you please give me your 16 digits reservation code?
2311-0401-0037-3216.
Okay, great. One moment. And Crush Scrubs, right?
Yes.
That's your business. Okay. And what would be the best number to reach you, just in case we'll get disconnected?
323-318-2633.
Okay, great. Okay, let's see. So you're the owner of the business, right?
Yes. First of all, I would like to know, before we start, what is your interest rate?
Okay. We have many programs. I just need minimum information from you so I can give you the educated analysis of what we can do for you and which programs you can be qualified for.
Are you chairman?
For, okay.
Are you
I'm
chairman?
Sorry? No.
Are you chairman?
No, I'm not. I'm Russian.
You have a little bit accent. Russia?
Yeah.
You have a little bit accent of German.
Yeah, really.
No.
Okay. So, how long you've been in business? When did you start? What year, maybe?
I'm 32 years in this market, but we have changed. For example, we were in the fabric business. We changed it to the ready-made goods, and now we are in... we are in medical uniform.
Oh, you're doing medical uniform. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, and when was the last time you renamed or re-registered your corporation? Do you know?
The corporation, usually we have right now, the third stage is about from 2003.
Okay. And it's S Corporation, right?
Yes, S Corporation. And
S-corporation.
We have another company that's the Cotton
mm-hmm.
Blank.
Mm-hmm.
That is already like 4 years.
4 years
like
old?
That.
And what is that company
Crush,
doing?
Crush is a DBA.
Okay.
All of them, we are doing
medical uniform, all of them?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You just have them. You have different location, and each location has its own debate.
No, we have it one location. We have one location.
Oh, one location. It's
one
just
location.
Two separate businesses?
Because, we went to the more novelty goods. Novelty goods mm-hmm. we had to, our salesmen, they wanted to have a better name. They said we should do it on Cotton Blank. So we changed it to Cotton Blank. But still, we have the other companies, too.
I see. So the other company you still have, and both companies are doing medical uniform, right?
Yep. Yes. But mostly
okay.
What we are right now concerned, we are concerning on that is the Cotton Blanks right now.
Okay. Do they have one bank account or two separate bank accounts, your companies?
One bank account. Two separate.
Oh.
In one bank, but two separate.
Two separate, on two separate names, each of them?
Separate name, yes. That's right.
Okay. And what is your gross annual sales for each company? Approximately speaking.
Before we had a sales, for example, 2 million and... something, then 3 million or something, or 4 million or something. But unfortunately, in 2013, because we wanted to change our line to the better line, So our business didn't we weren't so active. But after 14, 15, 16, we are growing and growing and growing.
Okay, so what was in 15? What at the end of the 15? What was your gross sale?
Almost 1 million and 4 or 5, something like that.
1.4 million. Okay, and this is from two businesses.
It's the same. It's the same business, same account.
Okay. You if said you have to.
Yeah, but
okay.
You should talk over one account.
We didn't
close that account because it was our main business that we were used to do it. So we kept it like this. But otherwise, we are acting on the cotton blanks and the crush.
Okay. And tell me, please, do you do only wholesale or retail too?
Wholesale. But
only wholesale.
Right now, we are going to go for the... A website.
Internet sale.
Internet sale, and also we have 2-3 salesmen in Texas, Oklahoma, and different places.
Very nice.
We have nine sales girl that they go to the visiting the clinics, the doctors. Offices and all these places.
Do you make uniform too, or you buy?
Yes, we are making.
You're a maker.
We are not making here. We are making in China or Vietnam.
Okay, got it. Okay, so what do you need? I understand you are growing now and you have very good projections, but what do you need money for right now? What do you need funds for?
To open the LLC, actually, we had a line with our bank that we were working, $1.5 million, Wheelchair Bank, $1.5 million. But unfortunately, they
closed the line for you.
Change the people, they changed, and we couldn't get along with each other, so. We stopped to work with them. Now we are looking for the new source.
I see. So right now, do you have any loans on your business?
Right now, no.
No. So no loans.
We are dealing with our own money.
Okay. Got it. And you need some money for operation, for cash flow, for inventory. What do you need funds for right now?
Just we need a line of credit, open the LC to be able to bring the goods here, and we should ship it to our customers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how much would you need? How much would you need right away?
As much as more is better for us. We can be more free to be able to grow our company.
I see. Okay, let me explain what kind of programs we have here, what you can get. Okay, we have equipment financing. If you ever need any equipment, it could be transportation, it could be anything you need for your business. You don't have any equipment. Okay.
No.
So then we have working capital unsecured loans. Have you ever heard about working capital loans?
You explain it to me.
Okay, sure. Working capital loans, it's usually short-term loans. They are from 3 months to 3 years long. So maximum is 3 years. We have like more than 40 different... I'm sorry?
And your paper is written 5 years.
That's for equipment. Our longest loans are for equipment. They even can go up to 7 years. For working capital, maximum 3 years. And, you know, even a year ago, we had only maximum 18 months. Now we have several programs which go up to 3 years for qualified businesses. So this is the unsecured business loan, which means we just wire transfer money to your business bank account, and we do not follow the money. You can use them for whatever your business needs it. It's very easy to be qualified. We have like 98% approval. It's minimum documentation. But we have, like I said, more than 40 now different programs. We have tiers of programs. We have groups of programs. So all depends on the risk assessment of your business, on the qualification of your business. And what we need to do this risk assessment, we would need to see your 6 most recent bank statements and 1 year business tax return. That's it. And it takes about 48 hours, and we can tell you exactly what kind of a loan we can give you. We have credit lines attached to the loan, but not on the first time usually. Very rarely it's on the first time when we deal with a client. Our loans are very flexible. You can make them shorter. You can make them full lengths of approval. But when you pay back 50% of the loan, you are eligible usually for renewal with the better terms and more funds. Even during you paying back this loan, we can pretty much always get you more cash if you need. So lots of businesses now use these loans almost like a credit line, because you pretty much always can get additional funds, even for a short term, or if you need it for a little bit longer term, or at 50% you can renew it.
How about to have a line of credit with you?
We don't have just line of credit. We have line of credits attached to the loan. We also have 0% for a year up to 25,000 credit cards only attached with the loan. So first time working with us, you have to get either equipment financing or working capital loan. And we are looking at the long-term relationships with our customers. But again, this is the risky loan. This is the unsecured loan. And we are not putting lien on your business like big banks do. So we absolutely unsecure in this relationship. So we do want long-term relationships with your business, but we want to be at least a little bit secure too. So, and you pay this loan back. We have different programs. We have payback monthly, weekly, then it's 4 times a month, or daily. Then you don't pay on the first of the month. You have like 21 micropayments during the month. We give you the whole month to pay your monthly payment to help you. Another thing what we do, let's say our loans, many of them are adjustable. What we mean by adjustable, let's say you got the loan and your sales is really bad this month, or this week, or you didn't get a check. We will work with you. You can call our customer service, say, please, I'm in a harsh situation. Stop my payments for a week. Reduce my payments for a week. Reduce my payments for a month. We will work with you.
Actually, the way that we are working is the banks open a line of credit for us. So, for example, we open one LC for $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the goods comes here as soon as we got a document from the bank. So we start to give the charge us the interest. So what we do in the beginning, maybe it's going to be late for you. For example, we have to sell it. So we ship it. Then after 2 months we are going to get the money, and we pay to our bank. And after Second, third, it goes maybe every week or every 2 weeks. The money comes just like the rolling. So we pay to the bank. We don't need to keep the money for ourselves or any purposes.
I understand.
Just for
see, this all has to be approved.
But the most important,
our...
I'm sorry. What's your name?
Yeah. Lena.
What's your name?
Lena. Lena.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lena. We talk so much, you ask me a lot of questions, but the main thing that I wanted to know, what is your interest rate? That's the important thing.
Oh, okay. Our interest rate will be higher than probably what you had with your bank, because they had your account and everything, and they put the lien on your business probably. But it's hard to say, like I told you, it's like 98% approval. Usually, from what I see, this is the fixed amount you're paying per dollar. It's not like a percentage. It's more the price of the money. So how it works, let's say you're borrowing $100, and per year you would expect to pay about 12 to 20 cents on a dollar. Between 12 is the minimum, 12 cents on a dollar to 20 cents on a dollar.
Don't give me these kind of things. I know, I like to know the interest rate per year. What is it? Is it 5%, 4%, 6%? What is it?
This is not the same loan. It's not, it's like I told you. You will pay 12 cents on a dollar, which you can say 12%. It's a simple 12%.
I think it's going to be more than 12%.
It could be. I haven't.
Is a lot.
I'm sorry?
Per month?
Per year.
Per year?
Yeah, for 12 months. Yeah, that's a minimum. But again, like I told you, we have so many programs, all depends on the qualifications. Where at the beginning your company will be qualified on which tier of the programs. That's why it's not like I don't want to tell you the interest. I don't know right now. I don't know where you're going to be qualified. I haven't even seen the document. And like I told you, it's minimum documentation. You send it to me, and in 48 hours, I will tell you exactly what you can get.
Okay, Lena. It was very
so
nice
what is your email address? I'm sorry?
It was very nice to talk to you. With your
Do you want to give me your email so I would send you the list of documents we would need from you?
Let me talk to my partner to see if you are looking for this kind of loan or not. Then I'm going to bother you and call you back.
Okay, can I give you my extension just in case you will decide to call me back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
My extension is 33644. 33644. Lena.
Yes. With your all the explanation, it's very, very... How old are you?
I'm 45. I can tell you you're on the phone. With my explanation. I'm sorry?
How old do you say I am? I'm talking to you right now.
How old are you? You're asking me?
Yes. Yes.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
No, I was thinking maybe you are like a 28, 30, 32.
Wow, thank you. So I sound young. I feel like 32. But thank you for your compliment.
But you're 46?
45. Not 46. No. Yes. So, and where are you from? I'm sorry.
I'm from Iran.
Oh, you're from Iran. I see.
Almost your
okay.
neighbor.
Yeah.
But I came here long, very, very long time.
Me too.
I'm 62. Maybe
wow.
you were born.
Yeah. 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 No, I came in 91.
91. You came in a good time.
Yeah.
And you study here, or you knew English before?
I knew English before, but I studied it here, and still you can hear my accent. See?
The accent. Look, if you go to, for example, I used to live in Germany. If she had an accent, they didn't like it. But when you
yeah, but in America, like, it's okay.
They like it. They like the,
yeah.
the accent.
Yeah.
It's much, much different. Europe and America, you cannot compare.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure you like it better here than in Germany.
Of course, of course. Mm-hmm. Actually, after revolution, I went back to Iran. We had a very good situation to make money. Within 4.5 years, we made at least $8 million. We were
wow.
in finance, what you are doing right now.
Uh-huh. But it's even after revolution? They allowed it to do
well,
after
before,
revolution?
Before.
Yeah, that's why I have many Iranian friends, and I'm like, wow, I've never heard after revolution. Everybody's saying it was so wonderful before, but
yeah,
after...
Before, yeah.
Yeah.
After, no.
Nothing is good after revolution.
But then I went back to... My wife was German. So
oh.
We went to Germany. So for
yeah,
the,
looks
for
like
short he... period...
Yeah, looks short like Iranian period. Guys like German ladies. My Iranian friend married to German girl, too.
No, because my family, they used to live there, with cousins.
Ah.
Or, so I went to visit them. So I met my wife, and we got married. And she was very
uh-huh.
nice. She was very good. Unfortunately, 5 years ago, she passed away. And...
Oh.
That's all. So after 1 year when we were in Germany, I came here, I find my business, everything. I went back to take care of the situation, come back. The hostage was in Iran, happened, so we couldn't get any visa anymore.
Do anything. Mm-hmm.
So I had to stay there for 5 more years or 6 more years till I come back to America.
Oh, my God.
This is my history.
Yeah. What do you think about our agreement with Iran? Just interesting. With the recent agreement.
The recent agreement, you know, everything under their control. They play with them. You know, the Shah was so strong. So nobody thought that they can take him within 1 day.
Down, yeah.
They did
yeah.
it in 1 day. But this, all these mullah, all these people that you see, is under their control in England and here. So
really?
Whenever they make a decision, whenever they can make a decision and they don't want them anymore, no more profit for them, so they will change them. So they will going to stay there another 20 years. All together is going to be 50 years. So whatever
mm-hmm.
passed, it passed. Another, totally it should be 50 years, then they are going to change.
Huh.
You know, all these third world countries, is not their decision. The decision of the first world country.
Yeah, like hopefully we will have a good change here, and then who knows.
You don't miss Russia?
No. Absolutely not.
2 years ago, I was in. 2 years ago, I was in Russia. In.
It's beautiful to visit.
Yeah,
beautiful to visit.
lot of nice palace, a lot of nice
view. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful country,
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's good. So now you have a business here for many years. It's good.
Are you married?
Divorced. No, not married anymore. So.
Where do you live, Ron?
Oh, I live, San Diego?
Wow, so far. Pity. I live in Los
Angeles. So far? Yeah, do you know where San Diego is?
Of course, two hours from
Los Angeles. Yeah, it's close. It's very close. Yeah, like 1.5 years. What part of LA are you in?
I live in West LA, in Wilshire Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
I used to live in Bel Air after my wife passed away, so it was the house was big or so. I rented and I bought one apartment in, they call it Wilshire Corridor. There's a lot of high buildings. I live in one.
You know what, Roy? I have an idea. I have a very good friend. Do you want to meet my friend in L.A.?
Yes, of course. Why not?
Okay. She's in her early 50s, but
that's
she's
good.
Beautiful. That's good?
Yes.
Okay. She's working as an... Her husband died almost 2 years ago of cancer. She is wonderful. And she's working as the accountant in the air conditioning and refrigerating business, almost like a manager there. She moved to L.A. She used to live in Las Vegas with her husband. He worked there. And
which part of Las Vegas is
she? She's in Marina Del Rey.
It's not so far, my other way. It's not far. Maybe
she's Jewish.
I'm Jewish, too.
Oh, you're Jewish, too? You have to meet her. Please. Do me a favor.
Is she nice? I'm
she
not talking
is,
about Pete. I'm asking
she's
nice.
Not, she's not just nice. She's the nicest person ever. Believe me. She is the nicest person. Yeah.
Okay.
I absolutely adore her, but everybody, like everybody who ever met her adores her. She's so nice. She's very nice, very loyal. She's been through so much with her poor husband. But, I mean, she couldn't keep him alive anymore. She did for a couple of years, but. Cancer, that's what happened.
My wife also had a cancer.
Your wife? Okay.
Cancer.
Do you want me to give her number to
give
you?
Give me her telephone number. I can talk. Tell her that Roy is going to call her.
Yeah, I will. Write it down.
Go ahead.
702.
Still is
279. Yeah, she still has Las Vegas cell.
Yes, 702.
271-2954.
2954.
702. Her name is Vita, like life, you know, Vita.
Lita or Rita?
Vita, like V, like Victor.
Oh, Vita, yeah.
Vita, like life, yeah.
Vita.
You know?
It's a short name, it's good, Vita.
Yeah, she's Victoria, actually, but she goes as Vita.
My sister's name is Victoria.
See? okay.
Call her and tell her that I'm going to call her.
Okay, when are
Maybe
you going to call
or
her?
Tomorrow.
Okay, I'll call her.
Okay. Nice to talk to you, Lina. I appreciate
nice
very much for
you.
Your kindness. It was very nice to talk to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
You have my
Bye,
number
Roy.
Too, in case if
anything happens. This 323-318-2633 is your cell number?
My cell number is what? What is it? Go ahead.
323-318-2633.
No.
Give me your. Okay. What is your?
310-666-0677. Is she tall?
Okay.
She's tall?
Probably like 5'5", 5'6". Yeah, she's...
That's good. That's good. Usually,
how tall are you?
I used to be 5'9". Now I'm on 5'8".
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. How old are you? Just...
What do you say?
I don't know. Probably
I'm,
69.
Yes. But I'm very... energetic.
It's okay. I understand. Okay. She's very energetic too. Full of life. She is.
I mean, good dancer. I love to go to dancing.
Wow, good. And she's a very good cook too.
Cook? Oh, wow.
She's
fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. I'm really excited. I think you will like her.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Polly.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.